The McLean County Board is set to begin a new term, perhaps more politically divided than ever before. The Democrats gained 2 seats in the November election to nearly erase the Republicans' long-held majority. County Board Chair John McIntyre tells Eric Stock the presidential election likely hurt some Republicans in the local area. Joe Biden was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win McLean County in over half a century.
National politics played a role all the way through down to the local level of government. There's no doubt about the fact that it affected turnout for on election day. It was something that had to, that I looked at very early. There were a number of factors that were involved with the this year with this election for county board that came into play, and I can talk about those if you want.
If you can give a few highlights.
Well, I think demographically, districts like mine had changed. New housing, different areas in the last 10 years since the districts were drawn. I believe that the early voting and the mail-in voting became a situation that required anybody who was running for office to pay more attention to and get more active. For me, it was almost like two seasons, Eric, like preseason, because you needed, as a candidate, we needed to contact everyone and make sure that they understood how to vote, how to request a ballot be through mail, and be sure that you became active early. So it increased the length of the campaign timing. Over a month at least, maybe even longer from the other campaigns that I've been involved with.
Demographically, how did things change, at least in your district?
In my district, I believe more new housing areas. Obviously, over a 10-year period, more retired people that had relocated. We could see that. Some more apartment houses being built. And so there were things that I had to realistically evaluate and if I were going to run and be successful.
Will that make it harder for Republicans to win in your district in 4 years?
Well, I think that was the case even prior to this year, 2018 election. A Democrat won a seat on our board that had been Republican primarily before. So yes, it's right now. I think the things are pretty equal in a lot of our districts as far as the numbers of Republicans and Democrats. Hopefully, and I still believe this, that local government shouldn't be so affected by national politics, and you should be voting independently or choosing people that you think are the correct people to represent you.
The county board did approve the committee assignments that you presented unanimously, but there were several Democrats who had said that they didn't feel that it represented what they felt was an election where they performed better than they had in the past. They've gained 4 seats in the last 2 elections. They don't feel they have the representation that they feel is proportional to that. How do you explain your rationale for the choices that you make?
I think probably the new members on our board do not understand exactly how our committee structure and our legislative system on this level operates. We're not talking national or statewide politics where party following and assignments are so important. Primarily, it's more to do with how each committee operates. If you will talk to a lot of the members of our board, including some of the former members who were experienced on this board, they would tell you it really doesn't matter that much. It's just somebody in this case that has experience that can run the committee meeting. I can tell you, having come onto this board myself, that it's more difficult sometimes to get your own 2 cents in and actually get involved in the debate when you're actually trying to be the person in charge of running and conducting the meeting as it goes. It's not really that much. I think some people see that as more of a prestige thing than anything.
Do you expect that the collegiality of the board will remain strong going forward? Or do you anticipate there will be more fights like this in the coming years with a nearly balanced board?
We have always had a great board. I've really appreciated the collegiality that was involved in the friendships and people that you know that I know that were actually chairman of committees, experienced people from the other party who we still are friends.
But is that going to stay the same?
Well, that's up to the people that are on the board. If they want to make an issue of something like that, then that's up to them. But as far as I'm concerned, I have the proper people with the experience on the board for all we need for this point in time.
That's McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre with Eric Stock. The board plans to continue meeting virtually at least through March.